Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
It's hard to believe that I started getting ready to launch a campaign 3 years ago. I've been doing this work, and I'm deeply honored to do it on behalf of the people of Georgia.
The U.S. Senate race in Georgia is too close to call. Incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock urged supporters to be patient as votes in the race against Republican and former football star Herschel Walker were counted. Results are still being decided in several states. Republicans need just one seat to regain Senate control, while in the House, the GOP needs to regain five seats. Sylvia Albert, Director of Voting and Elections at Common Cause, reminds people Election Day is not Results Day.
It always takes multiple weeks to canvass and certify all election results, and that just means that we're being careful and counting every vote and making sure the process is done correctly.
Arizona's Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, in a tight race with Democrat Katie Dobbs, described reports of malfunctioning voting machines in conservative Maricopa County and a GOP lawsuit to keep polls open longer.
We're going to win. And when we win, there's going to be come to Jesus for elections in Arizona. There's going to be a come to Jesus.
Democrat Wes Moore will become Maryland's first black governor, and Democratic Attorney General Maura Healey will become the first female elected governor of Massachusetts. In Illinois, incumbent Democrat J.B. Pritzker beat Trump-backed Darren Bailey.
Until the Republican Party is ready to expel the extremists in their midst, we need to do it for them at the ballot box.
Republican gubernatorial wins include South Carolina Attorney General Henry McMaster and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who will become the first female governor of Arkansas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis beat Democratic challenger Charlie Crist.
Today, after 4 years, the people have delivered their verdict. Freedom is here to stay.
In Texas, incumbent Governor Greg Abbott was projected to defeat Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke. In Portland, Maine, and Washington, D.C., voters had a say in raising the minimum wage. Joe Lazzarini from the One Fair Wage campaign says a win for $18 an hour in Portland sets the stage for a nationwide campaign.
It will send a message throughout the country that workers are not going to take it anymore. Workers deserve to be paid a fair wage for a fair day's work.
Access to abortion was also on the ballot. In California, Vermont, and Michigan, voters will decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into their state's constitutions. And in Kentucky, voters rejected a revision to its state constitution, indicating it does not protect abortion rights. And Montana voters are mulling when legal personhood begins. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.